马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5，
翻到了我们要读几节的圣经。
We will read a few verses。
马太福音第五章，我们要读第十一、第十二节。
Verses 11 and 12。
人，我从第十读到第十二节。
From verse 10 to 12。
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话回报你们，你们就有福了。第十二节，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。我们大家一同读第十到第十二节。一二三，为义在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，感谢你赐下这么奥妙的话语，感谢你赐下这样鼓励的话语，在我们生命过程中间，凭着我们堕落的理性，有许多我们没有办法想明白，没有办法真正得胜的事，你已经在你的得胜中间用你的应许把主你给我们喜乐的力量赐下来。我们感谢赞美你，愿主你今天晚上照样用你宝座上的圣灵，用你永恒的旨意来坚固我们每一个人，给我们这为义受逼迫、为人民受羞辱、为天国的缘故受地上的攻击的时候，我们心中没有沮丧、没有灰心、没有丧胆。我们恳求你用你的爱、用你的道坚固我们，这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们，
阿们。
我们这几个礼拜一连思想基督徒喜乐的事情。
For the past few weeks, we have been thinking about the joy of a Christian.
喜乐绝对不是从世界上来。
Joy does not come from the world.
喜乐绝对不是生活所能给我们的。
And joy doesn't come from our lifestyle.
喜乐绝对不是用金钱可以买来的。
And we certainly cannot buy joy.
喜乐不是堕落的人给堕落人的安慰。
It is not a comfort that can come from a fallen being.
喜乐是超过自然力的。
It is something that surpasses nature.
喜乐是从神的生命的源头出来的。
And joy comes from the source of life from God.
喜乐是圣灵所结的果子。
It is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵结的果子有九种的味道。
There are 9 flavors in the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
其中有喜乐成为其中的一个味道。
And joy is one of the 9.
这个排在爱心以后的一个性质。
And this is a mark that comes after love.
因为圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐才和平。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, and then peace.
因为喜乐是生命里面所发出来的。
It is something that comes from our life.
所以它是从灵性的深处辐射到我们生活每一个方面的一个本质。
It is something that is manifested from the depth of our spirituality outward.
喜乐就不会因为外界的影响受拦阻。
Joy therefore cannot be blocked by external factors.
喜乐不会因为外界的变迁受改变。
And it will not change because the environment has changed.
你的本身有超越性在其中。
It has an element of being able to
surpass. 这是因为在基督里面我们的地位、我们的新生命所产生的必然结果。
This is the natural consequences of our life in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗虽然自己在监牢里面，他说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Therefore, the apostle Paul was able to say, "Rejoice in the Lord."
或者说你们要在主里面常常喜乐。
While he was still in prison, "Rejoice in the Lord."
一个人能够有主的生命，他就有可能过一个喜乐的生活。
When a person has the life of the Lord, he is able to have a joyous life.
一个人继续不断谦虚依靠主，他就在主的怀里面保持他这种喜乐。
If a person is humble and always rely on the Lord, he can maintain this joy all his life.
今天我们在耶稣登山宝训的八福里面。
And now we are reading from the Beatitudes.
最后看到这种喜乐又产生出来了。
And we see the same joy at the last part.
这种喜乐是怎样的喜乐呢？
What sort of joy is this?
是得胜我们周遭一切的待遇，周遭一切不平，对我们的 待遇而产生出来的。
It is a joy that comes when we have victory over the injustices around us.
所以主耶稣说，为义受逼迫的人是有福气。
Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness."
这些对当时的人来说是一个非常反常的话语。
To the people back then, it is a contradictory statement.
因为逼迫是人间最可怕的事情。
Persecution would be the most horrifying things we can go through.
为逼迫的缘故，人把自己的强权加在别人的身上。
Because when we persecute others, we are forcing them against their will.
为逼迫的缘故，人把别人应当有的基本人权剥剥净净。
When we persecute someone, we actually violate their basic human rights.
有逼迫的缘故，人把没有理由的理由当作理由来加害于人。
When we persecute others, we are completely unreasonable in the things we do.
为了逼迫的缘故，人可以违背良心，违背常情，把最残忍的行动行出来。
When we persecute others, we can be against logic and against reason and be most cruel.
一个受逼迫的人可以感到人间的地狱。
A person who is persecuted then is in living hell.
而逼迫别人的人就把自己当作可以有权柄审判随意对待别人的上帝来看待自己。
And a persecutor will be a person who treats himself as God.
所以逼迫的事件发生的时候。
When persecution occurs,
人间的公义根本不计算在里面。
Righteousness would not be part of the game.
别人的感受根本不考虑在其中。
And no one will care about other feelings.
当逼迫的事情发现的时候，发生的时候
，When persecution occurs,
什么宪法、什么理由、什么理性的东西都被抹黑了。
All these things relating to constitutions and the law would not be considered.
我们在历史上看见许多的军队，当他们打仗，把被掳的人抓到他们营中的时候，他们都用逼迫对待仇敌。
In history, we see that when an army is victorious, it will persecute the people they have captured.
他们自己所不愿意看到、不愿意受到的东西，他们都很勇敢的施行在别人，特别是仇敌的身上。
Things that they would not like to be done to themselves, they will boldly do upon their enemies.
我小的时候看过一本书。
When I was young, I read a book.
当日本人把仇敌抓来的时候。
When the Japanese captured their enemies,
他们用什么办法对付他们所讨厌的人呢？
They will use all sorts of methods to torture them.
他们用很利的刀把对方的大腿一片一片地刮下来。
They may use a very sharp knife to slice the thighs off a person.
然后把一大堆的盐放在伤口上面。
And then apply salt on the wound.
让他们痛到尖叫大叫，一边哭一边大叫。
That the victim may scream in absolute horror.
那自己的本兵就在旁边拍掌，在那边哈哈大笑。
And it will delight the Japanese soldiers.
我们不要说遇到这样的情形，单单想象你就不能明白到底人间这么有这么可怕的事情。
And these are things that are so unimaginable that even thinking about it makes us frightened.
我也读过有一些偷鸡的人被日本兵抓到了。
I've also read about incidents of people who stole chickens.
他们把他，特别是头发多的人，把他剃光头。
The Japanese would first shave their head.
过了五天、四天，有这些很浓的、很皱密头发的人生出来，就像刷子一样的。
And about 5 days later, there will be new hair growing out.
然后他把刚刚煮滚的饭就放在他的头上。
And then they will put rice that has just been cooked on their head.
热到完全不能担当。
And the person will be suffering the heat.
叫他蹲下来，叫鸡去吃他们头上的饭。
And they will ask them to lie down and get the chickens to pack off the food.
所以这些饿了几天的鸡啊。
And those chickens that have been hungry.
他们在那煮这个饭的时候呢。
And will pack on the
head. 就把他整个头弄到全部千疮百孔。
It will hurt the person's head.
那的血一边流，好像一边就射出来一样的。
And the person will bleed profusely.
让他们这样慢慢死去。
That they will die in this manner.
当岳飞被抓回来的时候
，When the Chinese hero 岳飞 was captured,
秦桧用什么办法来杀死他呢
？His enemy 秦桧 tortured him.
把最这个粘的胶涂在他的身上
，And they put a lot of glue upon him.
然后用这个绳子把他全身绑起来
，And tied him up with a rope.
等到过到全身已经干了以后，把绳子先拉出来，连皮全部都剥出来。
And when the glue has dried, they just tear off the rope and tearing off his skin.
当仇恨在人的心中的时候
，When we have hatred in our hearts,
人把越没有人道、越没有人性的这种刑罚加诸仇敌的身上，他们认为他们越执行公义，他们越厉害。
They will think that they are doing the right thing when they use inhumane methods to treat another person.
基督教从地面的历史开始
，Christianity starts with history.
就用最大的勇敢面对逼迫。
and he has faced bully persecution.
基督教从第一世纪没有结束以前
，before the end of the first century，
就有许多对主有纯真信仰的人被丢在狮子的口里面被吞吃。
Many Christians that have pure faith are dumped into dens of lions。
被放在木头的上面浇了油，把它点火，成为皇帝花园里面晚上的照明灯。
Or burn as a stake in the garden of the emperor。
当这些可怕的事情没有发生以前
，before all these horrifying things occurred，
我们的主在最先出来传道，已经讲了这个话。
Our Lord has already warned the people when he first preached。
为义受逼迫的人是有福的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness。
因为我的名辱骂你们，你们是有福的。
Blessed when people insult you because of my name。
你们应当欢喜快乐。
Rejoice and be glad。
有谁有资格？讲这样的话呢？
Who is qualified to declare?
有谁有权柄讲这样的话？
Who has the authority to say this?
我们的主实实在在有权柄讲这样的话。
Surely it is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为事实证明他有所受的痛苦，被出卖，被挂在木头上，一滴一滴的鲜血流到最后为我们死的这些的痛苦，是超过所有的痛苦。
The fact shows that he suffered more than anybody else being crucified and bleeding to death.
当耶稣四次对门徒说，你们要受的苦，我是知道的，因为先生是比学生更高，学生不能超过先生。
And Jesus said many times to his disciples that he understood their suffering because the student cannot be higher than the teacher.
每次当耶稣基督提到学生不能高过先生的时候，不是指到知识、学问、工作这些的范围。
When Jesus Christ said that a student cannot be higher than a teacher, he is not referring to superficial things like the work or knowledge.
专指在受苦的事情上，没有一个人超过耶稣自己。
But he was focusing on the matter of suffering.
人如果逼迫耶稣基督，他们也要逼迫跟随耶稣的门徒。
If Jesus Christ was persecuted, then his followers will be persecuted.
所以我们的主以用最诚实的办法来做领袖，辅导我们。跟随他。
With all honesty, as a leader, he calls us to follow him.
一个伟大的领袖是用诚实、用真理带领他下面的人。
A great leader will lead his people with integrity and the truth.
一个卑劣、下流的领袖是用欺骗的手段，引起很多人归向他。
But a bad leader would fool his people in order to get them to follow him.
今天我们看见世界、社会、教会、国家。只有这两种不同性质的领袖。
When we look around at all the organizations around us, there are only two types of leaders.
如果我们的国家有个很诚实、尽心尽力为人民服务的领袖
，If our country has a leader who is honest and who works for the people,
这个国家、这个百姓是有福气的。
The country and its people will be blessed.
如果我们一个满口是非常会讲话、富有口才而充满欺骗的领袖。
But if you have a leader who is articulate but full of deceit,
我们的前途是很黑暗的。
We will have a dark future indeed.
不但社会如此，教会更是如此。
Not only is this the case for the society, also for the church.
教会站讲台的人应当是明白真理，真正福音与真理，然后顺从真理，再把真理讲解出来的人。
A person that takes the pulpit ought to be a person who understands the truth, who lives the truth, and therefore preach the truth.
如果一个讲道的人自己不明白真理，用曲解、用误解来无意欺骗他的听众。
If a preacher does not understand the truth, he will be misguiding his audience.
我们就把教会做成一个更可怕、比社会更可怜的一个团体。
And the church can end up to be an organization that's more horrifying than the secular organization.
世界有许多的政治家是靠欺骗、虚假的谎言、没有兑现的诺言来赢取选民的票。
Many politicians will gain their votes through deceit and falsehood.
当他们做了总统，当了主席，做了政治领袖之后，他们把这些的诺言放之诸外，完全忘记怎样去履行，怎样去服务人民。
And once they get into power, they will forget all their election pledges.
反正权柄已经在手，却很少人可以再动摇他们，把他们拉下台了。
Because they are already in power and cannot be removed easily.
希特拉在他的时代就是一个用欺骗的手段来争取政治地位的领袖。
Adolf Hitler was a person like that who used deceitful means to get into power.
多少次亲自签名，立得有亲自撕毁，完全不照着所已经应许的去做。
And all the things that he has promised, the contracts that he has signed upon is meaningless to him.
他有几次讲，这是我最后领徒的要求，这是我最后领徒的要求。刚讲完了，还有最后以后的最后，最后最后以后的最后的最后，永远无止息的侵略别人的地方。
And his words will never count. He always said, "This is the last demand that I have," but there are always more.
所以有人把他都写的我的奋斗那一本书算一下。
And some people took a look at the work he has done.
再把第二次世界大战死的人的数目算一下。
And then look at the number of people who died in the Second World War.
我可以告诉你的每一个字要叫几百个人死才甘愿。
And his words would represent the death of several hundreds of people, every single word of them.
第二次世界大战死在战场的人一共有3000万，这是很传统保守的记录。
A conservative estimate would be that 30 million people died in the Second World War.
是造成了差不多几千万的女子没有结婚的机会，有的人失去丈夫变成寡妇，有的人终身守寡，还有的人就永远成为处女。
Then millions of women become widowed or they never get the opportunity to get married.
因为第二次世界大战引起的社会问题，造成了许多心理的变态、社会的动荡、历史的改写，以及整个人性变成更邪恶的这个趋向。
The Second World War resulted in great social upheaval and evil among human beings.
所以人把这个《我的奋斗》这本书把它算出来，每个字要牺牲几百个人才甘愿。
And in this book that Adolf Hitler write entitled My Struggles, people realize that every single word represented the death of several hundreds.
但是差不多十多年前我在苏联讲到的时候，
When I was preaching in Russia of many decades ago,
我也去访问乌克兰，
I went to Ukraine,
我访问白俄罗斯，
and Yellow Russia,
这个叫做 Belarus,
Belarus.
那么在 Belarus 的地方，白俄罗斯的人对我讲一些话。
And the people in Belarus told me,
他说第二次世界大战死的人远远超过苏联政府所宣布的数目。
They say that the actual figure of fatalities in the Second World War is far higher than official figures.
我说你怎么可以证明这个事情？
I asked them, do you have proof?
他说那个时候我们白俄的人自己痛恨苏俄，就是这俄国的人统治我们。
He said that back then, people like us who are in Belarus hated the Russians.
所以当希特拉的军队打到这里的时候，打死俄国的人不是德国人，是我们自己打的。
And we were the one that killed the Russians when the Germans came.
换一句话说，就苏维埃联邦里面的这些小的联邦，他们起来反抗这个俄国，他们起来倒戈。
It means that all these satellite states of the Union of Russian actually fought against them.
死的人多得不得了，数目都没有公开。
Many people who died was not counted for.
那我一向都记得，第一次世界大战死了700万人，第二次世界大战死了3000万人。
I always remember that the First World War resulted in the death of 7 million, the second 30 million.
到了1989年。Mikhail Gorbachev 自己宣布。
In 1989, Mikhail Gorbachev said,
他说原来在苏联另外有差不多3000万人死是从来没有报告的。
He said that about 30 million deaths were not accounted for.
第二次世界大战大概有6000到7000万人死的。
Therefore, the actual figure would be from 60 to 70 million people.
为了一个人所谓的奋斗。
All died for the struggles of one man.
650万犹太人一定要死。
6.5 million Jews died.
这是逼迫的事件。
All these incidents of persecution.
是可怕的，令人发指的事情。
It is so horrifying that it will make us cringe.
为什么？因为有一个不诚实的领袖。
Because you have a dishonest leader.
耍手段，用诡诈、阴险的办法，站在国际政治的讲台上。这个台上的领袖
，A person who stood on international stage and spoke with deceit。
但是同样的时代，有一个英国很诚实、很诚实的领袖。
At the same era, there is a very honest leader in England。
这个人叫做 Sir Winston Churchill。
This person is Sir Winston Churchill。
为什么说丘吉尔是一个很诚实的领袖
？Why do we say he is an honest leader？
因为当德国的空军去炸英国的时候呢
？When the German Air Force was bombing England，
英国防备不足。
They did not have enough defense.
伦敦被炸得乱七八糟。
And London was tremendously damaged.
如果是一个大风把一个炸弹把它吹到远一点的地方。
And there was a bomb that dropped that was swayed by the wind.
英国最漂亮的大礼拜堂，圣保罗大礼拜堂也付诸一炬。
Or else the church in St. Paul would have been damaged.
虽然今天第二次世界大战，德国的炸弹差一点很重，结果在别的地方爆炸，成为历史上最漂亮的炸 战争神的荣耀的一张照片。
And the glory of God was seen because the bomb missed the most beautiful church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
就在那个时候
，At that time，
丘吉尔到了大英广播电台向英国人民广播。
Winston Churchill spoke to the people through the BBC.
他一面流眼泪，一面很诚挚地说：“我的百姓啊，我们在危险的中间。”
As he wept, he told the people honestly that we are in a crisis.
我们大英帝国，我们的空军是站在劣势的地方。
Our air force cannot fight the enemies.
我们很可能没有办法，没有把握能够胜过希特拉的强军。
And he said that possibly we will not win.
所以我要求你们真正了解政府困难的情形。
So I ask that you understand the problem of the government.
我要求全民要团结一致，保护自己的祖国。
I ask that the people come united to defend their own land.
他简短的演讲中间。充满了诚实，充满了眼泪。
In his own very short speech, there was great honesty and his own tears.
所以，这样几分钟短短的演讲，就把整个英伦的三岛所有的百姓全部接连在一起。
And such a short speech was able to unite all the people in all the Isles of England.
这是二十世纪里面最美的时刻之一。
One of the most beautiful moments in the 20th century.
就是一个很诚实的领袖。
A honest leader.
他承认自己是软弱的。
Who acknowledges their own weaknesses.
承认自己是不够的。
Their own
inefficiency. 承认是自己没有把握胜数的。
And their own lack of confidence.
所以要大家团结起来。
And so he called upon all to unite.
所以丘吉尔赢到了一个诚实的领袖的一个称号。
And so Winston Churchill is known as the honest leader.
虽然二十世纪英国出过很多伟大的首相。
There were many important prime ministers from England.
但是他们绝对认为丘吉尔是英国二十世纪最伟大的政治家。
And so Winston Churchill is considered the greatest.
因为在那样的时代中间，诚实的品德在领袖中间是鲜而少见的事情。
At that time, it was rare indeed to find an honest leader.
当丘吉尔离开世界的时候
，When Winston Churchill died,
泰晤士堡登了整个壮观，他埋葬的时候，千万人跟着送葬的情形。
The newspaper showed the pictures of how many thousands came to his funeral.
有一句话出现。
And a sentence was published.
自从耶稣基督以来
，Since the Lord Jesus Christ，
最伟大的领袖
，The greatest leader is here，
离开世界，葬礼的壮观。
And he has left the world.
这句话无形中已经承认耶稣基督才是真正最伟大的领袖。
This sentence declared indirectly that Jesus Christ is the greatest leader.
丘吉尔是第二个。
And Winston Churchill is the second.
我们也认识我们所信、我们所敬拜的主耶稣的时候。
When we know this Lord Jesus that we worship,
我们也受感动，从他的美德，从他的圣洁，从他伟大的爱心，我们得到最大的榜样。
And we will get the greatest example in his character, his holiness, and his love.
只有他有资格说我就是真理。
Only he can qualify to say I am the truth.
只有他有资格说我实实在在告诉你。
Only he can say, truly I say to you.
因为他是永恒者，是不变者，是诚信真实的本体。
He is the eternal one, the one who will never change honesty in itself.
所以我们的主口中从来没有谎言。
Our Lord will never ever lie.
他做领袖万人以诚实的本质来吸引人到他的面前。
As a leader, he attracts all with honesty.
耶稣基督说，我实实在告诉你。
Jesus Christ said, truly I say to you.
人若不舍己背十字架，就不配跟从我，不可做我的门徒。
Unless we deny ourselves and carry out our cross, we do not qualify to follow him.
讲我们的主跟现在灵恩派的领袖讲道的时候，有何等大的分别呢？
And so we see a great difference between our Lord and many charismatic speeches.
主从来没有说你跟从我你就发财。
The Lord has never said that you have prosperity.
你信我你永远健康。
Or that you will have health forever.
你跟随我生意一定成功的。
Or that your business will succeed.
这就丰富生活，成功生活，发财顺利的这些吸引人入教的办法是非常羞耻，非常不合圣经的。
All this success theology that aims to attract people into Christianity are not from the Bible and is a humiliation.
我们主开宗明义就说为我受逼迫的人是有福的。
From the very beginning, he says, blessed are those who are persecuted.
你若不舍己就不能跟从我。
If you do not deny yourself, you are unworthy to follow me.
你若没有背起自己的十字架就不能做我的门徒。
If you do not carry your own cross, you are not fit to be my disciples.
那主预言我们为主受苦受逼迫的人应当有喜乐。
And he prophesied that when we are persecuted for him, we ought to rejoice.
所以这样基督教信仰中间的感情是被圣化的。
And so the emotions in Christianity is made holy.
就像我们的主在困难的中间有喜乐一样的。
In the midst of difficulty, our Lord rejoiced.
他心就欢乐起来了。
His heart rejoiced, the Bible says.
最困难的时候，他靠着圣灵欢乐起来了。
In the midst of his difficulty, he was joyful because of the Holy Spirit.
受人欢迎的时候，他向着主，向着天父差遣他的父，他欢乐起来。
When he was not welcomed by people, he rejoices with the Father in heaven.
当他工作没有果效的时候，他是欢喜快乐，说：“父啊，你的美意原是如此。”
When there's seemingly failure in his ministry, he says to the Lord, "This is for your good pleasure."
这种深化的感情临到我们每一个人的时候。
When this sort of holy emotions come upon all of us,
我们就不会幼稚到像世界上的人发大财才会快乐。有困难的时候，我们就埋怨上帝。
We will not be so immature as the rest of the people in the world who will praise God only when everything is successful.
我们会像我们的主一样，说你们受逼迫的时候，你们要欢喜快乐。
But we will be our like our Lord who says that we ought to rejoice when we are insulted and persecuted.
你为我的名受羞辱的时候，你要欢喜快乐。
You ought to rejoice when people insult you for my name's sake.
因为为义受逼迫的人是有福的。
Because only those who are persecuted are blessed.
这里我们的主提到逼迫跟苦难的原因的问题。
Here the Lord talks about the reason for suffering and trial.
如果因为我们自己犯罪受苦难，有什么值得提的事情？
If our trials come because of our own sins, it's nothing worthy.
如果因为天灾人祸，我们在人群中间一同受苦，有什么特别的地方？
There's nothing special if we are suffering because of natural catastrophes.
但我们没有犯罪。
But when we did not sin,
我们没有错误。
When we did not make mistakes,
我们不是因为行恶受报应。
When we did not have retribution because of evil deeds,
相反的，我们是因为行义受逼迫。
But on the other hand, if we are persecuted because of righteousness,
为了主的名受辱骂。
We are insulted because of His name.
那个时候，我们要怪谁呢？
Then whom should we blame?
你说我们可以怨天尤人，怪责上帝，为什么老天没有眼睛让我这样受苦？
Can we blame everybody else and blame God that he must have been blind?
就在这样的时刻中间呢，
At this very moment,
我们怎样可以找到喜乐的原因呢？
How can we find the reason for joy?
我们怎么样可以得到欢乐的力量呢？
Where do we find the strength to be joyful?
主在这里告诉我们，
Our Lord says here,
你们要欢喜快乐，
Rejoice and be glad.
你们是为义受逼迫。
Because you have been persecuted for righteousness.
你们是为我的名受羞辱。
And insulted for my name's sake.
这表示你的生命跟义已经接连在一起。
It means that your life is together with righteousness.
你们的道德、你们的灵性跟上帝儿子的名已经连在一起。
Your spirituality and your morality is linked with the name of the Son of God.
何等尊贵的特权。
This is a special privilege.
当一个人与真理在一起的时候，
When you are together with the truth,
一个人跟正义在一起的时候，
When a person is with righteousness,
一个人跟圣洁在一起的时候，
When a person is linked with holiness,
一个人跟良善在一起的时候，
When a person is linked with good,
其实他真正享受的生活就是天堂。
He actually is enjoying life as if he's in heaven.
什么叫做天堂呢？
What is heaven?
永远跟爱在一起。
It is when we are with love for all eternity.
永远跟真理在一起。
That we with truth with all eternity.
永远跟正义在一起。
When we are with righteousness with all eternity.
永远跟圣洁跟良善在一起。
When we are with holy goodness for all eternity.
那就叫做天堂。
This is heaven.
天堂绝对不是天上一个大礼堂。
Heaven is not a big hall in heaven.
天堂不是空间的观念。
Or a concept in time space.
天堂是至高之处的观念。
It is the concept of the utmost.
至高之处荣耀归上帝。
Glory be to God at the highest.
最高的荣耀。
It is the highest glory.
最高上的圣洁。
The utmost holiness.
最上等的这个公义。
And the most righteous thing.
最优质的良善。
And the best goodness.
是神自己的良善。
It is the goodness of God
himself. 所以在我的观念中间，上帝是有位格，是真理的本体。
And so in my concept, God is the subjectivity of the truth in person.
上帝是有位格，是圣洁的本体。
And he is the subjectivity of goodness in person.
上帝是有位格， 知良善的本体。
And it's the subjectivity of the goodness in person.
上帝是爱的本体，是有位格的爱的本体。
It's the subjectivity of love in person.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是义。
God is righteousness.
神就是圣洁。
God is holiness.
神就是良善。
God is good.
神就是光。
God is light.
神就是生命。
God is life.
这些最高知识都是神的本性。
All these are attributes of God.
所以说神在最高之处居住。
And these are all the highest element, and He lives in the highest.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝为什么赐下耶稣基督给我们呢？
Why did God give us Jesus Christ?
上帝就是爱。
Because God is love.
哪里有爱，哪里就有牺牲。
Where there's love, there's sacrifice.
哪里有爱，哪里就有给予。
Where there's love, there's giving.
哪里有爱，哪里就有白白的恩典。
Where there's love, there's free grace.
因为上帝是爱，所以他把他的爱子赐给我们。
Because He is love, He gives us His Son.
他与爱是在一起的。
He is in love.
他与义是在一起。
He is together with righteousness.
当耶稣说你们为义受逼迫的人有福了。
When Jesus said, "Blessed when you are persecuted."
这句话对我的观念来说。
In my own concept,
为什么说你有福气呢？
Why did Christ say you are blessed?
因为你已经跟义在一起了。
Because you are linked with righteousness.
跟义在一起。
Together with righteousness.
就是天堂一样的生活。
Means that you are in heaven.
那么如果你现在已经享受正在经历天上的以义合一的生活，立刻来到到底算什么呢？
And when you are enjoying this life that's together with righteousness in heaven, then what is persecution?
干净的得胜，干净的圣化，从这个角度去了解。
We need to understand the sanctification of emotions from this anger.
换一句话说，当你为义受逼迫的时候。
In other words, when you are persecuted for righteousness.
人家说我逼迫你，你还不哭吗？
People say, why are you not weeping?
你还不难过吗？
Why are you not sad?
你不感到伤心吗？
You should be very sad.
你还不哭吗？
Why are you not crying?
你回答说我哭什么？
The answer is, why should I cry?
我又没有做错事啊。
I didn't do anything wrong.
我又没有犯罪啊。
I did not sin.
我既然没有犯罪，我不需要因为罪而有的痛苦缠绕住。
And so I need not be troubled by the pain of sin.
因为我行的是义，义跟我既然行在一起，你来逼迫我，就表示你讨厌义，而我跟义是已经合二为一的。
But I am with righteousness, and if you persecute me, it means that you hate righteousness.
这种的认识。
Such understanding
是灵性跟善的本质的结合。
Comes when our spirituality is together with the source of goodness.
是人的生命跟神的本性之间的结合。
It's when our life is joined with God.
这是何等大的特权。
This is a great privilege.
这是何等高的成就。
And it is a great achievement.
这是至高之处的一个享受。
And this is an enjoyment of the highest.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个人为义受逼迫的人。
When a person is persecuted for righteousness.
哪里还有一个特别的时间去讨厌那些逼迫他的人。
He would not even have time to hate those who persecute them.
正在享受他跟义在一起的喜乐，他哪里还有多余的时间去讨厌别人？
He will enjoy the joy he has been one with righteousness, so he doesn't have time for anything else.
悲哀、忧愁、报复这些东西在他灵性中间没有地位，因为他把义跟他结合。就不留地步给别人。
And so sorrow and sadness and vengeance is not part of his life because he's one with righteousness.
我相信我们谈到这个地方。
When we reach this point,
我们明白到这个地方。
If we are able to understand this,
我们就超越了自我。
We will transcend ourselves.
更超越了自我世俗的感觉。
And transcend the secular understanding.
我们更超越了世界的常情。
And certainly transcends the common understanding of the world.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个小孩子给蚊子咬会大哭。
When a child is bitten by the mosquito, he will.
一个普通人丢掉钱，他会神经病。
And we will get crazy if we lose money.
一个人生意失败，他会发疯。
We may go crazy because our business fails.
一些人亲人离开他，他会自杀。
And some people commit suicide when their loved one leaves them.
因表示他们的生命不是跟真理结合，他的生命跟他幼稚想象中间的世界的俘虏是连在一起。
It means that their life is not one with the truth, but with immature understanding of worldly pleasure.
所以当一个人为了爱情自杀的时候，
when a person kills himself because of love,
他的命不过这当时那一份爱情罢了。
It means that his life is only worth that love.
当一个人为钱自杀的时候，
when we kill ourselves because of money,
里面正在估计他整条命的价值跟那些钱是同样的价值。
It means that he considers his life to be the same worth as the money he has lost.
但是一个人为义受逼迫的时候，
but when a person is persecuted for righteousness,
甚至轻看痛苦，
He will look down on suffering.
因为他们的意义比痛苦更有价值。
He realizes that righteousness has more worth than
pain. 这些苦，这些逼迫，这些死亡，绝对不能叫我与正义分开。
All this pain, this suffering, even death will not separate me from righteousness.
这就是神性在人中间得胜的一个表现。
And this is the mark of the victory of divinity in human life.
这就是人靠着神超越自己的一个表现。
And this is a mark of how we have victory over ourselves by the power of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你没有想到基督教有这么高深的道理。
You have never imagined that there's such profound understanding in Christianity.
你没有想到基督耶稣所讲的话蕴藏着这么大的奥秘。
Or that there's such great mystery within the words of Christ.
可能你看见许多解经的书从来没有提到这个地步。
And many commentaries would not reach such a stage.
我在这耶稣说，你们为以受逼迫的人，你们有福了。
Jesus said, "Blessed when you suffer for righteousness."
人若因我的名辱骂你们，你们有福了。
And if people insult you because of Christ, you are blessed.
天国是你们的。
Because the kingdom of God is yours.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
像一个人为了义的缘故受逼迫，他享受的是天国，不是地上的国。
And so when a person is persecuted for righteousness, he's enjoying heaven and not earth.
天国是你们的，在这段圣经出现两次。
The fact that the kingdom is yours appeared twice in this passage.
就是第一个福跟最后一个福。
The first blessing and the second one.
信心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of
heaven. 那么第一个福气提到信心可以享受天国。
The first one talks about being poor in the spirit.
一个福分提到为义受逼迫享受天国。
And the last one talks about persecution for righteousness.
这期间的关系到底是什么？
What is the relationship between the two?
原文说。提到信心的人有福了，原文是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
In the original language, it talks about poverty in spirit.
Those who are poor in their spirit are blessed.
在灵里面贫穷的人有福了。
你感到你的心灵贫穷。
When you think that you are poor in the spirit,
你就多多追求属灵的事情。
What you will do is you will seek after spirituality.
你感到你的口袋贫穷。
When you think that you are poor in your pocket,
你一直想装满你的口袋。
You want to fill your pocket with money.
一个永远赚钱不满足的人是最大的乞丐。
A person who always makes money and is not satisfied is the greatest beggar.
小乞丐你给他几块钱他就回家了。
A small beggar is satisfied with a few dollars.
大乞丐赚了几十亿还不想，不甘愿做人成功，不甘愿做人满足。
But a large beggar would not be satisfied even with zillions of dollars.
所以这个穿着西装的大乞丐。
So he's a great beggar with a coat.
住洋房的大乞丐。
He's a beggar that lives in a bungalow.
问题是他洗澡比较干净，不大像乞丐吧。
The only difference is that he looks more clean.
你在什么事情上感到贫穷？
Do you feel poor in some matters?
你一定为那个贫穷追求你所要的东西。
And you will seek to recover the poverty.
你感到爱情贫穷。
When you think you're poor in love,
你到处寻花问柳，结果得到的不是爱情，得到的是兽的欲。
And you will try to fulfill your desires by living a promiscuous life.
你感到物质贫穷。
When you feel you're poor,
到处抓，到处抢，到处争世界的物质。
You will go after materialistic things of the world.
结果你永远还是贫穷。
And you will always be poor.
因为你所带来的连一块钱也不能带去。
Because you cannot remove even a dollar that you earn.
世界的物质，这世界的一切都是要过去的。
All the things of the world will pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only those who do the will of God will live forever.
耶稣基督的邻里贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So Jesus declared, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
你渴慕吗？
Do you seek after
it? 你追求吗？
Do you thirst for
it? 你向往吗？
Do you want it?
你要得到更多吗？
Do you want more of
it? 你要得到更多的是什么？
What is it that you want then?
是物质？
Is it material?
是情欲？
Is it desire?
是兽欲？
Is it lust?
是性的满足？
Is it sexual desire?
心灵的公园那最宝贵的东西？
Or the most important thing in your spirituality?
为什么我们不渴望更多的爱在我们身上？
Why do we not seek after greater love in our life?
为什么不追求更多的善在我们生命中？
Or greater goodness in our life?
为什么不追求更多的义在我们的生活中？
Or greater righteousness in our life?
我们为什么不追求更多的神的丰盛在我们生命中？
Why do we not seek after the abundance of God in our life?
你要起来认识你的上帝。
Awake and understand your God.
建立追求认识他。
And seek and know him.
他必出现如同晨光。
Like the morning star, he will appear.
太阳上升的时候。
When the sun rises,
晨光突然间四方照射，
His light will cover all earth.
光浪就遍满大地，
And His light will come upon all.
神对那些渴慕他的人、追求他的人也必如此出现。
This is the way the Lord will appear to those who sincerely seek after Him.
渴慕神的人有福气了。
Blessed are those who seek after Him.
谁是渴慕神的人？
Who are those who thirst after Him?
以神合一的人。
Those who want to be one with God.
谁以神合一呢？
Who will be one with God?
以爱合一。
Those who are one with love, with righteousness,
真理合一。
With truth.
以良善合一。
With goodness.
以圣洁合一。
With holiness.
以光合一。
With light.
这就是以神合一。
This is being one with God.
上帝就是爱，上帝就是光。
Because God is love, God is light.
上帝是圣洁的，是公义的。
He is holy and He is righteous.
所以你爱公义。
So when you love righteousness,
就是不肯放开。
When you refuse to let it go,
因为你有义，所以人必喷你。
Because of that, people persecute you.
岂不表明你跟义合一了吗？
Does that not mean that you are already one with righteousness?
你以义的本体合一，岂不是你正享受天堂吗？所以说，天国是他们的。
And so you enjoy heaven. That is why the Lord says, "This is the kingdom of heaven."
这就是圣经隐藏的奥秘。
The mystery contained in these verses,
经常的丰富,
the abundance,
如果是我们享用不尽,
are enough to help us enjoy it forever.
最快乐的人不是把别人的钱抢到自己手里的人。
A most joyous person is not a person that gains wealth from other people.
强盗过的是一个最恐怖的生活。
A robber actually lives a most horrifying life.
拿到钱的那一秒钟，不是满足他过去没有得钱所盼望得到的满足。
The moment he received the money or snatched the money,
拿到钱的那一秒钟，就是法律的威胁继续不断控告他，四周使他震惊，使他惧怕的开始。
It's the beginning of fear because the law will be upon him.
谁是真正喜乐的人？
Who are the people with true joy?
当你真正以真理、以公义、以爱接连，以至于让人恨你、逼迫你的时候，你心说：原来我实实在在已经站在神这一边了。
When you are one together with truth, with righteousness and love, and others persecute you, you know that you are with God already.
历史学家 Josephus 讲这样的话。
The historian Josephus said,
我不明白这些人为什么唱诗。
I cannot understand why these people are singing hymns.
当他们已经面对狮子的口，要撕裂他们，要吞掉他们的，他们还在那唱诗赞美耶稣。
How can they sing hymns to praise Jesus Christ when they are facing the lions?
明明耶稣是死的，他们却说他是从死里复活的主。
Clearly Jesus had died, but they say that he's the Lord that has been resurrected.
这些人愿意为了信他的缘故、爱他的缘故，违背罗马的法律，被丢在狮子头野兽的面前。他们死以前还在唱诗。
And these people were willing to be thrown into the dens of lions because of the name of Jesus against the law of the Romans.
在那暴君焚城记的电影里面。
And in the movie that talks about how Nero burns the city.
Of Vadis. 但在那一个影片里面有一幕。
There is a scene in this movie.
提到基督徒被狮子吃了。被咬伤了。
It shows how the Christians were bitten by the lions.
城市在斗兽场的满地都是血。
And they were all over the Colosseum and lots of blood.
那天晚上。
That evening.
Nero 拿着火把去看看到底他们是真死或者假死。
Nero went to see whether they actually died.
当他看的时候。
When he saw them.
这个人呢是很伟大的演员的。
Nero was a great actor.
不是那个人。
Oh, the actor.
Nero 是坏蛋。那个人是苏联血统的 Ustinov.
It's Ustinov.
所以 Ustinov 是个很伟大的演员。
He's a good Peter Ustinov.
他演到了变成另外一个人，不像他自己的个性。
And he could assume the character of his role.
历史记载 Nero 是有半神经质的人。
And history shows us that Nero was half crazy.
很多人死还会唱歌。
He fiddled when many people died.
他在罗马城被烧了一半还在弹琴。
And he could fiddle when Rome was burning.
他可以把自己的快乐建立在别人的痛苦的上面。
He built his happiness on the pain and suffering of others.
所以当他呢拿着琴去看的时候。
And when he went around to look at the players.
他表演出尼罗王最矛盾的心理。
The actor was able to portray the great conflict in his heart.
一方面因为自己胜了基督徒，把许多基督徒逼迫杀死，他有快乐，有把握，有满足。
On the one hand, he's satisfied that he managed to kill all these Christians.
另外一方面，看见基督徒死的时候，在笑，还在微笑，他莫名其妙就怕起来了。
On the other hand, he has fear because the Christian died a joyous death.
所以 Ustinov 演这一场面的时候
，And Peter Ustinov did this.
他拿着琴去那边看
，And the scene showed him with a harp.
有的眉毛就皱起来了。
Some were frowning.
就一个很特别的 表情讲一句话
smile
哦、oh. smile why all these people smiling 为什么死了还在笑
why are these people smiling even though they're dying、
oh, 我相信他在表演这一面的时候
I believe when he acted this scene
是在把那个犯罪的人最矛盾的心理表现出来
he was showing the most self-contradictory
show people 的人是有福的
those who are persecuted are blessed
被骗人的人是有灾祸的
but the persecutor are cursed
在主里面死的人是有福的
those who die in the Lord are blessed
那个害死别人的主外面的人是有灾祸的
but those who persecute and cause the death of others are cursed
你能够走完人生的道路
At the end of our journey in life,
证明是以正义、真理接连在一起而死的人
those who die proving their life being one with righteousness and truth,
已经战斗完毕
he has finished his battles of life,
证明他们是站在神的一边
it proves that they are on the side of God,
永远的命运已经定了
and their eternal destiny has been set,
绝对没有人可以改变
it cannot be changed,
所以这些人是有福了
and so these people are blessed,
你这样明白
When you understand in this manner,
你不会因为痛痒而产生错误的感情。
You will not produce the wrong emotions because of pain and suffering.
你不会因为犯罪得到的利益产生错误的快乐。
Or you get the wrong joy from sin.
当你真正明白这些道理以后
，When you truly understand these teachings,
你最大的牺牲、最大的痛苦中间，你还是蛮有把握、有笑脸回到上帝的面前。
In the midst of the greatest suffering and the greatest sacrifice, you will still have confidence to return to God with a smile.
我们主所讲的话太伟大。
The words spoken by our Lord is great.
为受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
天国是他们。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
人为我的名的缘故辱骂你们，你们就有福气了。
Blessed are you when people insult you because of me.
那个主耶稣讲了两句话。
And he said two things.
这两句话把永恒性得胜的本质提出来了。
And tells us about the essence of victory in eternity.
The victorious essence of eternity is manifesting. 为什么呢？
Why is that the
case? 因为他讲这两句话，就把永恒性的两个功能把它提出来了。
And he shows us the two functions of eternity.
Eternity 有什么功能呢？
What sort of functions are these?
有向前看、向后看的超越现实限制捆绑的功能。
Yes, the function that enables look forward and look backwards.
You transcend the presence. You transcend your temporal existence. You transcend the limitation of the presence bondage. 这个超越性
and this ability to transcend
就证明你有永恒性
proves that you have eternity.
原来上帝是永远的上帝
God is the eternal God.
才按照自己的形象样式创造人。人也有永远的影子在里面。
And he made us in his image, so we have the image of eternity.
上帝把永恒放在人的心里面。
When he put eternity into our hearts,
人成了永远的活物。
We become an eternal living being.
人有永恒的本质。
We have the essence of eternity.
人有超过所有的动物。
And this transcends transcendent against all animals.
超过历史的程序。
It is higher than the progression of history.
我不知道是时间从我们生命中间溜过去，或者我们在时间中间溜过去，我不明白，永远不明白。
I cannot understand whether it is time that passes us by or we pass by.
但是我只明白我们的存在是在过程中间。
I can only say that we exist in the progression of time.
走过这些岁月。
As I move by these ages,
我度过这些时间
as I pass by these years,
我就变成一个老人了
I will become an old person.
从这个角度来看是我正在走动时间静止的
From this angle, time is static and I'm the person that moves.
但是我有想好像我不在走动时间把我刷到最后把我冲变成一个老人家一样
Sometimes I think I have no choice. It is time that moves me and changes me to an old person.
所以到底你是算你一年一年长一年一年老一岁数的加增或者是算时间一直加增你被他冲老了呢
So the question really is are you the person who walks in time or is time the one that enslaves you?
人是宇宙的逆历是百代的过客
We think that the principle of the universe is that we are a traveler in time.
我们是不是时间中间的一个客旅呢
So are we just a traveler in the progression of time?
反正我做一个结论我们在过程中就是
The simple solution is that we are in a progression of time.
过程的开始就是我们的婴孩期。
In the beginning, we are an infant.
过程的结束就是我们的老年期。
And the end of this progression, we are an old person.
那无论你有机会活到老或者没有。
It doesn't matter whether you have opportunity to grow old.
你有你生命的开始，生命的结束。
Your life will have a beginning and an end.
生命开始跟生命结束中间的就是你的限制期。
And in the midst between the beginning and the end is the limited time you have.
这就是无神论所说的我们整个生命的过程。
The atheists say this is the entire life.
但是从基督教的信仰来看，不是如此。
But Christianity does not think so.
我们在世界这几十年是暂时的。
All these decades of years on earth is temporal.
这几十年里面的我在过程中有一个超过者的永恒本质。
And within these decades here, we have a single self that transcends temporal life.
耶稣基督谈到基督徒在永恒的本质中间的时候，有超越过程的这个阶段的那个功能在里面。
And so Christianity tells us that we have the functions that enable us to transcend the progression of the temporal world.
耶稣在这里讲两句话。
Jesus Christ said two things here.
第一句,
the first one,
你们受逼迫的有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
第二句,
the second one,
你们受逼迫的是有福了。
Those who are persecuted are blessed.
你们以前的先知也曾经受过这样的逼迫。
Because they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
像你看见了向前跟向后的功能出来了。
So you see this dual function of looking forward and looking backwards.
什么叫做向前呢？
What does it mean to look forward?
超越现代。
It transcends the present.
什么叫做向后呢？
What about looking back?
展望过去。
It is look backwards to the past.
回忆过去。
To think about the past.
是讲功能，永恒性的功能就从这两方面发挥出来了。
And this is the manifestation of the functions of eternity.
这个时候。
At this moment.
这个时候。
At this very moment.
是很难度过的。
It's difficult to get past.
所以存在主义最重要的时间就是这时刻跟这时刻存在的痛苦。
The most important element in existentialism is the moment and the pain of the moment.
35年前，存在主义是最时髦的哲学。
35 years ago, existentialism was the most popular philosophy.
这一代，这个时候我不讲，你都不知道有这样的一种哲学。
But till today, people don't think about it anymore.
那存在主义为什么把现实刻跟现实刻感受的痛苦当作很重要的一个课题呢？
Why would the existentialist think of the moment and the suffering of the moment as most important?
痛苦刺激我思考我是存在的。
Pain would stimulate me to realize my own existence.
我理性主义说 I think, therefore I exist.
People who believe in the reason believe that I think, therefore I exist.
这是 rationalism 的一个 slogan.
It's a slogan of rationalism.
用拉丁文说叫 cogito ergo sum. 因为我思想，所以我是存在的。
And therefore, because I think, I exist.
但是存在主义其实要讲一句话 ：I suffer, so I exist.
But the existentialist says, I suffer, so I exist.
我们在苦难中间特别敏感的时间的苛刻，你记得吗？
You remember that when you are suffering, you are especially sensitive to the progression of time.
快乐的日子很容易过。
Happy days pass quickly.
痛苦的时间很难度过。
But suffering is long
lasting. 所以我怎样能脱离这个时刻呢？
So we want to break away from this.
我怎样能脱离现实的痛苦呢？
How can we break away from the pain of the present?
我怎么知道我存在呢？
How do I know I exist?
明明这样苦，哪里不存在？
You are suffering, so you exist.
不存在怎么会感到这样苦呢？
If you do not exist, why are you suffering?
痛苦加增我的存在的认知。
And so suffering enable me to understand my existence.
痛苦提醒我此刻的存在。
It reminds me that this moment exists.
当你受逼迫的时候。
When you're persecuted.
你受了多少无言之苦。
You suffer for falsely.
你没办法为自己解释。
You cannot explain it for yourself.
你没办法报复那些对你不好的。
You cannot defend yourself or take revenge.
因为你甘愿与正义在一起，所以完全不思想报复的事情。
But if you are willing to be together with righteousness, you will not think about vengeance.
你虽然不愿意思想，你却没有办法逃脱我现在存在的痛苦，提醒我我在痛苦中存在。
But although you are not willing to think about vengeance, you will still suffer, and it reminds you of your existence.
所以我们要解决怎么样胜过。
So how do we have victory then?
我们的感情怎么样胜过在此刻中间过度存在痛苦的感受？
How can our emotions have victory over all this pain and suffering at the moment? Jesus Christ says,
你们应当欢喜快乐。
Rejoice and
be
because
你们的天上的赏赐是大的。
Great is your reward in heaven.
向前看。
So look forward.
第二
Secondly,
你们应当欢喜快乐。
Rejoice and be glad.
从前的先知受过这个逼迫。
For prophets of the past were persecuted.
向后看。
Look backwards.
这个就是 transcend, the victorious secret. 这就是得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of victory.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
你超越现在。
You transcend the moment.
超越现在的感觉。
Transcend the emotions of the moment.
痛苦的感觉提醒我，我现在存在在这个过渡中。
The suffering and pain reminds us that we are in the progression.
但耶稣基督说，你不要被捆绑在现世感受的存在中。
But Jesus Christ says, do not be bounded by the feeling of the moment.
耶稣基督是最清楚这个观念的一个人。
He was the person that most clearly understood this concept.
所以在约翰福音第十二章，他怎么祷告的
？The Gospel of John chapter 12, he prayed.
父啊，求你救我脱离这时候。
Father, deliver me from this moment.
从来没有人这样祷告。
No one has prayed in this way.
人就祷告父啊，救我脱离这场病。
We always say, Father, deliver me from this illness.
父啊，救我脱离这个鬼东西。
Oh, deliver me from this evil thing.
父啊，救我脱离这一段困难的事。
Or deliver me from this difficult time.
救我脱离这些不好的环境。
Deliver me from this environment.
耶稣说，救我脱离这时候。
But Jesus said, deliver me from this moment.
The present existing moment.
This present moment.
The torturing moment.
是受苦的时候。
The suffering moment.
是在受苦的时候。
This moment.
这个时刻。
Deliver me out from this moment.
救我脱离这个时刻。
脱离这个时候。
This right this moment.
所以这个是比二十世纪任何一个存在主义哲学家讲的更清楚的存在主义气息的话语。
And these are words that shadow existentialism.
我每次看到圣经某一节，在看整个世界上的哲学，他们的派别，他们的内容，真是小学。
And when I compare the philosophies of the world with that of the Bible, I think all these are very superficial.
然后耶稣讲下去什么话？
And then Jesus said,
但
However,
我是为这个时候来的。
It was for this very moment I came.
I came for this moment, for this very moment. So. 我不必强求离开这个时刻。
And so I will not demand that I may be delivered.
我可以在这个受苦的时刻中间。
So in this very moment,
得胜这个时刻给我的感受。
I can have victory over the feeling I have over the moment.
就是用我的这个永恒性超越这个暂时性。
How I do this is to use my essence of eternity to surpass that of the temporal
feeling. 永恒性怎么超越暂时性呢？
How would eternity have victory over the temporal world?
你运用它的双重功能。
You need to use these dual functions.
向前看
to look forward,
跟向后看
and to remind yourself back.
如果你今天明白这一篇道理的要义，
if you understand the essence of this teaching this evening,
你这一生的十字架就轻得多了。
Your cross will be lightened a lot.
请你注意听啊。
So listen carefully.
因为我有永恒性。
Because eternity is in me.
我的灵魂可以向前看，
so,
可以向后看。
My spirit can look forward and also look backwards.
因为还没有钙化。
Because it hasn't been calcified.
所以景象很灵活。
My neck can turn around with flexibility.
一个老人家说：“你来来，爸爸爸爸，你看。”
When you tell an old person to look,
那安德讲啊，看什么？他就这样转。
He has to turn around physically.
因为他景象不能转，要整个腰转他才能转。
His neck has lost the flexibility.
一个小孩子跑得很远。
When a child runs far away,
你跑到哪里去？
You shout, "Why are you going?"
头马上回来了。
The child turned around in his head.
因为他景象很灵活的。
His neck is very flexible.
圣经说最难救的又就是硬着景象的人。
The Bible says those who are stiff neck is difficult to save.
基督徒要景象灵活。
Christians need to have flexible neck.
我这个景象这几年已经不灵活了。
Or me, my neck is getting more stiff.
但我灵性的景象很灵活。
But my spiritual neck is very flexible.
向前向后一转就转过去。
I'm able to look forward, look backwards.
灵魂可以向前看。
The spirit can look forward.
灵魂你可以向后看。
The spirit can look backwards.
所以灵魂是永恒的。
And so it's eternal.
你这句话书里都没有，这是 original.
It's original thinking.
你再听下去啊。
Listen carefully.
当灵魂向前看的时候。
When the spirit looks forward.
看见未来。
You will see the future.
灵魂向后看的时候。
When it looks backwards.
看见历史。
You will see history.
人是唯一有未来学、历史学研究功能的活物。
Human being is the only living being that can study both these aspects.
这个关联是不可脱节的。
And we cannot just dismantle this relationship.
从历史没有得到教训的人，不懂得分析未来的方向。
Those who are not taught by history cannot analyze the future.
对历史学的方法论不明白的人，很难产生一个未来学的预测。
And those who do not understand the methods of history cannot have prediction of the future.
一个人研究历史为什么呢？
Why do we study history?
历史把人类的智慧跟愚昧教导你。
History will teach you the wisdom and folly of humanity.
所以人类最伟大的老师就是上帝。
The greatest teacher of men is God.
上帝的灵。
The spirit of God.
上帝的启示。
The revelation of God.
接下去就是历史的教导。
And then the lessons of history.
历史的教导很重要。
The lessons of history are very important.
一个看不起历史的人。
A person that despises history.
看不起自己的根源的人。
Despises his own roots.
一个失去历史的人。
A person that has not lost history.
失去自己身份的人。
A person who lost his status.
Will Durant 特别提到这一点。
Will Durant say,
"Those who lost history lost their own identity."
失掉历史的人失掉他自己本身。
新加坡人一出国好像很难找到根，因为没有历史。
Singaporeans cannot find their roots because they have no history.
只能追溯到1965年就没有了。
We only start in 1965.
国是有几十年的历史，但是文化有几千年的历史。可惜一面立国，一面断自己文化根，所以结果就找不到身份，就是这样。
And so although your country is here, you do not have a long history and you break away from traditional culture.
今天受英文教育的人认为他们的历史从 Shakespeare, 从 Charles Dickens, 从这个 John Milton, 从英国去，英国人又不承认你是他的子孙。
And those who are English educated think that their roots are from England, but the English do not think so.
所以新加坡我们继续不断做华文工作。
And so in Singapore, we continue in the ministry in the Mandarin way.
不是因为华文比圣经更重要。
Not because Mandarin language is more important than the Bible.
至少你可以找到一个根。
But at least there is a root that
你的身份就不会分迷不清。
That you will not be lost in your identity.
A man who lost history lost identity.
一个人失掉历史就会失掉自己的身份。
Will Durant 这句话大家都知道。
Many people know this quotation.
但我往这里发展另外两句话很多人不知道。
But I extend my thought from this quotation.
你写了这句话以后。
After you wrote it down.
Those who lost history lost identity.
失掉历史的人失掉身份。
你要再写 Stephen Tong 的两句话。
And Stephen Tong says,
"Those who lost the future lost hope."
失去未来的人就会失去希望。
And those who lost their presence will lost their even own value.
而失去现在的人会失掉自己的价值。
一个人没有现在就没有价值。
If a person doesn't have the present, he has no value.
机会不存在历史里。
The opportunity is not in history.
机会不存在未来里。
Or in the future.
机会存在现在里面。
The opportunity is here.
趁着现在。
Right now.
趁着年轻。
While you're young.
趁着健康。
While you're healthy.
趁着白日。
While the day is
still young. 做工。
Work.
黑夜来到就没有人能做工了。
Because when darkness comes, you cannot work anymore.
这是耶稣所讲的。
These are words of Christ.
所以你的价值决定于现在。
Your value is determined by the moment.
但是你看到前面的时候。
But when you look at future,
你看到将来，
you can see the future.
你看到后面的时候，
when you look backwards,
看到历史，
you see history.
历史用什么去看的呢？
How do we see history?
将来用什么去看的呢？
And with what eyes can we see the future?
再写下来，我们用盼望接触将来，用回忆接触过去。
We see the future with hope, and we use remembrance to see the past.
So memory and hope are both functions of eternity.
回忆跟希望都是永恒的功能。
人有永恒性。
We have eternity.
人能够回忆。
So we can look back.
人有永恒性。
We have eternity.
人能研究历史。
So we can analyze history.
人可以吸收历史。
We can absorb this
lesson. 人可以奠定自己的身份。
And then fix our identity.
人有将来。
We have the future.
所以人可以用盼望去看到将来。
So we can hope for the future.
人有盼望。
We have hope.
所以他有生命奋斗，继续不断，不停的努力。
Then we have the strength to enable us to strive for a long time.
一个人自杀不是因为没有钱。
A person commits suicide not because he's
poor. 有些财主自杀。
Some rich people commit suicide.
一个人自杀不是因为不漂亮。
A person commits suicide not because they're ugly.
张国荣自杀。
Leslie Cheung killed himself.
林黛自杀。
And 林黛 killed herself.
玛丽莲梦露自杀。
Marilyn Monroe killed
herself. 一下子变成莲，变成梦，变成露。
Suddenly she's all gone.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们不漂亮吗？
Are they not beautiful?
他们又漂又亮。
They are very beautiful.
他一站在你旁边，你一点都不亮。
If they stand beside you, you will look ugly.
为什么他要死呢？
But why did they kill themselves?
没有盼望。
Because they have no hope.
所以我告诉你，盼望跟回忆是很重要的两个永恒性的功能。
Hope and memory are two very important functions of eternity.
你们买电脑的时候，
when you buy a computer,
越多 memory 的越贵，对不对？
The one with more memory will be more expensive.
听懂不懂啊？你要不要买一个电脑没有 memory 的？
Would you buy a computer without any memory?
Memory 决定电脑贵不贵。
It decides the price.
能够隐藏着，能够包含多少的 data bank， 证明它是功能越大的。
If he has a lot of capacity, it means he has great function.
记忆功能很要紧。
And so memory is important.
1500年以前
，1500 years ago，
奥古斯丁把记忆跟永恒连在一起来讨论。
Augustine linked memory together with eternity.
为证明人有个永远的灵魂。
To prove that we have eternal spirit.
奥古斯丁说，因为人有记忆功能。
Augustine said the proof is in that we have memory.
我好像看他比较注重这一方面，没有注重未来跟盼望的事情。
But he seems not to have placed emphasis on hope and the future.
到了20世纪，一个叫 Julian Mortman 的一个神学家。
At the 20th century, Julian Mortman.
人家称他的神学叫做希望的神学。
They say that he has a theology of hope.
Theology of hope. 他从这里奠定了新的神学动向。
And he set a new direction in theology.
我个人把这两方面糅合在一起。
But personally, I joined the two together.
记忆使人的灵魂向后看。
Memory enables our spirit to look backwards.
盼望使灵魂向前看。
But hope enables our spirit to look forward.
而向前看才更向后看。
When we look forward and we look backwards,
就表示超脱现实。
It means that we are able to transcend the
moment. 超脱存在的痛苦。
And break away from the pain of existence.
超脱这个时刻给我灵魂的感受。
And break away from the feeling at this moment of spirit.
怎样胜过苦难呢？
How do we have victory over pain?
超脱现实。
We got to transcend the moment.
享受未来。
And enjoy the future.
回忆过去。
To think about the past.
这样深的道理就在耶稣几句话里面表现出来了。
Such profound teachings are found in these simple sentences.
你以为耶稣讲的是这个非常不朽武术的话？不是的。
Do you think that Jesus Christ gives superficial teachings?
耶稣讲的每一句话都可以发展成一个派系的哲学。
Every word spoken by Jesus Christ can be expanded into a philosophy.
很可惜，所谓大哲学家懂耶稣的话一句半句，结果呢，只发挥一点点就死了。
Sadly, many philosophers do not understand enough of Jesus Christ's work before they died.
耶稣说怎样得胜苦难？
How to have victory over suffering?
怎样感情升华？
How to be holy?
怎样欢喜快乐？
How to rejoice?
在受逼迫的时候，
When you're persecuted,
你快乐。
You rejoice.
你是因为义受逼迫。
You rejoice because of righteousness.
你动机，
your motivation,
你跟真理的结合，
and you are one with the righteousness.
使你超越，
and so you transcend.
当你受逼迫的时候，
when you're persecuted,
你的永恒性的功能使你的快乐。
The functions of eternity helps you to rejoice.
看到未来的奖赏是大的。
It enables you to see the rewards of the future.
看清未来的时候，
when you're clear about the future,
你看现在算什么？
The present means nothing.
现在这一段比起永远太少了。
The things we are suffering is nothing compared to the future.
保罗明白这个道理的时候，
The Apostle Paul understood this.
我们把现在自轻自赞的痛苦，
He says that all this temporal suffering of
最轻的轻如鸿毛，
as light as feather，
最暂时的只有几十年，
for only a few decades，
比起将来极重无比的荣耀就不足介意了。
Compared to the great glory to come, it is unworthy of mention.
算什么？
It is nothing.
那你可以用笑脸对 Nero 的 smile.
And so you can smile to Nero.
Smile.
And smile to him.
Don't you be scared?
你不怕？
Look at me, I'm smiling.
看我，我在微笑。
我告诉你，连罗马帝国的皇帝看你的笑脸都会吓死。
Even the Roman emperor will be frightened by your smile.
那一天晚上呢，整个晚上不能睡，梦见笑的人一直看住他。
The evening he will be dreaming of the smile of the dead.
你们要欢喜快乐。
Rejoice.
因为未来的赏赐是大的。
For great is your reward in heaven.
第二样。
Secondly.
你们喜乐怎么超然，怎么胜过你们的现实呢？
How do you transcend your present moment with joy?
回想。
You need to think back.
回想。
Look back.
我告诉你，回想是很可爱的。
Looking back is a lovely thing.
回想也是很可怕的。
But it's also very frightening.
回想就有地狱跟天堂两种功能。
When you look back, you can be in heaven or in hell.
在地狱里面什么事情都不做，只有回想。
In hell, you will always be thinking back.
真的，圣经讲的。
The Bible says so.
地狱的人都 unemployed.
The people in hell are not employed.
没事情做的。
They got nothing to do.
But the only work to do is to recall.
唯一能够做的就是想。
所以呢，亚伯拉罕啊，
所以 say Abraham,
拉撒路来
，send Lazarus,
用指头点一滴水，凉凉我的舌头。
That a drop of water may be placed on my
tongue.
No,
你我中间有就隔膜。
There is a gap between you.
有深渊
，a deep gap.
这里不能到那里
，I cannot go to you.
那里不能到这里
，you cannot come to me.
下面讲什么
？And then,
你当回想
，think back.
你当回想
，think back.
你生前想过他受过苦。
You enjoy your life when you are alive, but he suffered.
所以这个是亚伯兰给他的家课。
This was a lesson that Abraham gave to the rich man.
The only homework to do.
唯一的家可
回家。
Think back，
我从前很舒服。
Remember that you were comfortable。
没有
now， no。
我从前很享受。
In the past you enjoyed。
没有
now， no。
我从前欺负人。
In the past you bullied others。
没有人可以给我欺负。
Now there's no one else to bully。
我从前太舒服。
In the past I was comfortable。
舒服不见了。
Nothing is left。
The only work to do in hell is to recall unceasing memory。Memory of recall, unceasing regret, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever more.
在地狱里面就是永无止境的回想跟后悔。
但是呢，另外一种回想是甘甜的。
By another memory is sweet.
原来。
That, oh, now I know.
大利尼受过苦。
That Daniel suffered.
撒德拉受过苦。
That Sastra suffered.
米沙受过苦。
Mishael suffered.
亚本尼哥受过苦。
Abednego suffered.
亚本尼哥受过，亚本尼弟也可以受苦。
So I can also suffer.
你的哥哥受过，弟弟也受苦。耶利米受过苦。
Jeremiah suffered.
以赛亚被杀。
Isaiah was killed.
四旬约翰被砍
头。John the Baptist beheaded.
保罗被砍头。
Apostle Paul also.
彼得被倒钉死。
Peter crucified upside down.
不是我。
Not me.
受苦不必孤独。
So I am not lonely in suffering.
因为那是魔鬼的欺骗。
And this is a deception of Satan.
犯罪不必合群。
When we sin, we don't have to be with the
crowd. 那也是魔鬼的欺骗。
That is also a deception of Satan.
这个不是心理学，这是灵理学。
This is about spirituality.
This is not the psychology. This is pneumatology.
Pneumatology.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为一个人受苦的时候，
When a person suffer,
魔鬼变成你，唯有你，全世界最苦。
Satan will whisper in his ears that you are most lonely in your suffering.
我给他名称叫做受苦孤独感。
This is the sense of loneliness in suffering.
犯罪的时候，
but when you sin,
魔鬼人不要紧，很多人都在犯罪的。
那你不是变成魔鬼？
连牧师传道就是都这样犯罪的。
And Satan says that everybody sins.
魔鬼就骗你。
And this is a deception.
我刚才就表演魔鬼怎么骗你。他骗你说
，He deceives you.
合群吧。
That you are with everybody.
下地狱也是整群整群去，不会孤单。
That you will be lonely in hell.
受苦的时候
，When you are suffering,
让你孤独。
Satan says you are lonely.
你就真正过地狱的生活。
And you will be like you in hell.
感受使你下地狱，不是苦难使你下地狱。
It is the feeling that creates you, makes you go to hell, not the suffering.
你能懂这句话，你就可以得胜。
You can have victory if you understand this.
苦难是程度的，或者感受的。
Is suffering a level of degree or a reaction in our feelings?
苦难是一个色体的本身，或者是我们这个存在的色体对苦难的感受。
Is suffering an entity in itself or is it a reaction of our feelings?
你感到只有你是最苦的，你已经感受地狱的痛苦了。
When you think that you are suffering the most, then you are already suffering in hell.
为义受逼迫，还要享受感受地狱的痛苦，多么笨！
How silly it is to be persecuted for righteousness and suffering for it.
你为义受逼迫，应当感受你这个享受天国的喜乐才对。
But you need to understand that you are enjoying the joy of heaven.
哦，你犯罪的时候，你以假的合群安慰自己。
But when you sin, you think that you are together with the great crowd.
所以你已经在大多数人中间享受不孤单。
And you feel that you are not lonely anymore.
撒旦的欺骗很可怕。
The deception of Satan is very frightening.
我们回到这一节的圣经。
When we return, let us return to this verse.
你怎么胜你苦难带来的存在感呢？
How do we have victory over this sense of the present in suffering? 你
胜为义受逼迫，却好像在地狱中的感受的孤独呢？
How do you overcome this sense of loneliness in hell?
Look forward.
You 看前面。
With hope.
用盼望。
You grasp. You hold on the promises of God.
来抓着上帝的应许。
With memory.
我们看往后看。
You recall the sufferings.Persecution of those prophets.
我们用记忆来回想以前先知受苦的情况。
受苦合群感。
So the sense of being together with the rest when we are suffering.
犯罪孤独感。
The sense of loneliness when we are sinning.
你就靠近上帝。
When we have these two senses, we are closer to God.
犯罪合群感，受苦孤独感。你就是魔鬼。
On the other hand, if you feel that you are with the crowd when you are sinning and suffering and alone, you are closer to Satan.
就这样简单。
This is so simple.
主啊，我受苦吗
？Oh Lord, am I suffering?
哦，在我以前一大堆比我更圣洁、更爱主的人都受苦，我算什么
？Then again, many people who are more holy and more pure than I am suffer, so it's nothing for me.
我受苦吗
？Am I suffering?
我不用放大镜看。
I don't look at it from a magnifying glass.
越放大，苦就越大。
And I do that, the suffering magnifies.
我望眼睛看。
But I want to look at it from a telescope.
以后的赏赐那么大，这个算什么？
To see the great reward that is to come, so this is nothing.
你的感情就升华了。
And then your emotions would have been made holy.
Amen.
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 其实呢，新加坡没有几个为主受苦的人。
Actually, in Singapore, not many of us suffer for the Lord.
但是自讨苦吃的很多。
But many people who look for their own suffering.
因罪受苦的很多。
Many people suffer because of sin.
但是至少我们预备心。
But at least we need to prepare our heart.
好好装备自己。
To equip ourselves.
做一个感情圣化的人。
To be a person that has holy emotions.
我讲这些道。
For all this preaching.
我相信不但对你们中间有一些人是适合的。
I believe that it will be suitable for not only some of you.
这些道要对中国大陆许多受苦的人大大帮助。
These words will help many people who have been persecuted in China.
愿主把这些东西放在我们的心。
May the Lord hide all these lessons in our hearts.
感情圣化。
That our emotions will be made holy.
荣耀归主。
That glory will be upon His name.
站起来祷告。
Let us stand up together to pray.